At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. We got a couple texts here. Question for you, Ted. Everyone's wondering, the guy that went to Brown was driving your Uber.
Yeah.
Okay. Three or four people just said, hey. Yeah. As far as the school level is concerned, you know.
Well, I mean, people do extra jobs, or maybe hadn't gotten into a career yet. Actually, yeah. I'll be dead honest with you. I think people would be shocked. If you talk to your Uber drivers, a lot of those dudes have degrees.
I just don't want to do their job more than likely because it sucks.
That might be.
Big Dummy is the game, 206-803-ROCK.
I don't look down on an Uber driver.
I don't either. Yeah. I'm just saying, if I paid all that money to go to a Ivy League school.
You didn't. Your parents did. I bet your parents are the ones like, I'm sorry, you do what now? Now you owe us the money back.
Exactly.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay. Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick a new hobby. Mountain climbing, scuba diving, skiing, or skydiving?
I'll go with skiing.
Skiing it is. Okay.
You ever ski?
It's expensive.
A few times.
You any good at it?
Not bad. Not great, but not bad.
I'm good enough to not hit a tree. To me, I was like good enough.
And it's just skiing, right? Can't do snowboarding?
Just skiing.
All right.
Just skiing. It's funny, my kid, he has skied. And then this past winter, a bunch of his buddies were snowboarding. So he's like, hey, man, I'm going to give snowboarding a shot. And he's like, it's fine. He's like, you don't quite move as fast. And you kind of just chill on the mountain. And I said, the difference between skiing and snowboarding is the difference between cocaine and marijuana. There's your life lesson. Just understand the difference right there.
It's like the sailboaters and the powerboaters.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. That's the difference. All right. Your question. In the movie Home Alone 2, what city was the McAllister family planning on vacationing in?
Ooh.
Home Alone 2.
I don't even have an educated guess.
That makes it even better. So just guess a place.
Hawaii.
Was it like Miami or something?
Miami.
It was Miami, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Matt, your question. How did Alice get to the land of the living chess pieces? The land of the living chess pieces.
Through the looking glass.
Yep.
Okay.
That's exactly it. It is the name of the book.
My version was Two Hits of Blotter.
Yeah, well, that too, but it was called Looking Glass.
I think they were doing that as well. Big Dummy is a game, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, God.
Hola, bitch, hola.
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 Eastwood, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober right now, baby.
How about that?
Yeah. I'm over here with Mike Meyer, not the actor, but... and so him and I just went to Montesano. I picked myself up a 2018 Ford Exploder Interceptor. Old cop car. Old car.
What does that got in? Is that a V8 or is that like a V something else?
I think it's a V6.
It's a V6.
Yeah, and she got a roll cage in her, and it no locks on. They took out the cage, so I got to get door locks for the back. But other than that, this thing clean as can be, man. $134,000. I got it for $6,400 at auction, and then with taxes and license and everything, it cost me about $9,000.
All right, that's a hell of a deal.
Not terrible.
Okay, Artie, what's our poll? Pick a new hobby.
I bought it through public surplus, so that's where I have the government auction. So
nice.
My hobby would be my hobby that I do is skiing.
Skiing. Oh boy,
you that ski? Makes sense. He's a skier.
Can you do the black diamonds?
I was a teenager.
Really?
I've gone up a double black diamond, and I was so scary. I skied off through the trees, and I grabbed a tree and circled around the other side to go back a different direction until I finally saw the way out of the slope, and I took my skis off and skidded on my butt for a minute and put them on and come out like a bat out of hell, you know. And poof, boy, it was scary. I'll never go up a double diamond again.
Yeah, I will not either.
Yep.
Actually, I haven't even done it once.
I've taken my skis off and actually slid down on my ass in a couple spots.
Was it a black diamond?
Yeah.
Yes. Because you didn't know what it was, man. Yeah, Whistler, man, you are up. You don't realize you're on an Olympic run, then all of a sudden you make a turn, you're on an Olympic run, you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
And it's a sheet of ice. You're like, oh no.
I was up at Crystal. Crystal's this guy. It just goes up and up. That chair's almost vertical when it's taking you up the mountain. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Then you get on the top and they got about a 4-foot ridge and people are jumping off into a bowl. And I can't do that. It's like jumping off a cliff, you know?
That is how I feel about it.
Yeah.
It really is. Eastwood, I'm with you. The only time I really feared for my life snowboarding was at the top of Crystal on that cat track on a snowboard.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, no craps. Yeah.
You got to get back up there, though, dude. Now they have a whole gondola that goes up there, not just that scary chair.
Oh, no, now that I got my new Exploder, man, you know, she's ready for the snow. You know, brand new tires, full tank of gas. The guy in Montesano at the service facility, this great guy, James, you know. And they have the administration building and the DMV, so I got the plates, and they put the plates on for me. It was great. And I drove his baby home, and I'm talking to you hands-free, you know, on my car. So it's just really great. It's got all the features.
Ah, look at you. Well, welcome to 2025, man.
That's right. I'm digging it.
All right. Got a place for a rifle? You can put it right in the front.
Man of the future. All right, Eastwood.
Yeah, I'll put my...
Here's your question.
My M16 in the back. Go ahead.
In what country did the word smorgasbord originate?
Ooh.
Smorgasbord. I would just kind of go with Germany.
Yeah.
I'll go Sweden.
Sweden.
Yeah.
Oh.
Smorgasbord. Yeah, think about Swedish chef.
Smorgasbord.
Yeah, I got a girlfriend from Sweden, Holly Hasselbaum. That's a Swedish name, if you ever heard one. Hasselbaum.
Holly is.
Mm-hmm. Holly Hasselbaum.
We used to go to a place called, like, the Hornet Horn or something. Smorgasbord.
The Hornet Horn Smorgasbord?
It was either that or Old Country Buffet.
That rolls off the tongue a little easier.
OCB?
You know it's good with me. All right, here's your question. What are baby koalas called? Baby koalas.
What are baby koalas called?
Yes.
Okay, baby koalas, runes?
It's koalas. I just
Joey's.
Said koala. Oh, Joey.
Joey,
like a kangaroo?
Is
everything there just Joey?
I started wondering that. Like, if you're
like
a baby animal. Yeah.
Like a baby crocodile. It's a Joey?
Yeah.
I just picture, like, three drunk Australians just being like, it's a Joey.
Let's call it that. We're done.
How do you know if it's a koala or a kangaroo?
Yeah, just the size.
The general look.
The chlamydia.
Yeah.
The pouch.
Chlamydia.
All right, Eastwood, your question. Which president was responsible for the Louisiana Purchase?
Louisiana. Which president responsible for Louisiana Purchase? Thomas Jefferson.
Boom. Old TJ.
Got him.
Okay. Very good.
He actually laughed like that when he signed it.
Gave us Big Dummy tools.
We got Louisiana now.
We got that booty.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Back to Jamaica.
That's what he sounded like. Yeah. Hey, dude, we down here now doing it.
Hello, Kylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. Kylan, sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll. Pick a new hobby. Mountain climbing, scuba diving, skiing, or skydiving?
I'll go with skydiving.
Skydiving. Yeah. Have you ever thought about doing it for real?
I've done it once. It was pretty fun.
Okay. What was the hardest part for you?
Getting shoved out of the plane. Can I give a quick shout out?
Sure, ma'am.
A shout out to Dirty Mike and the boys at Bay Shore.
Dirty Mike.
Mike. How did he get the name? Well,
Dirty Mike and the boys.
Okay. Oh, and the boys.
Yeah. Just hygiene or sexual prowess?
Is that the name of his penis?
Dirty.
Dirty Mike and the boys?
Dirty Mike and the boys, yeah. My genitalia formed a band.
Dirty Mike and the boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dirty Mike and the boys.
Just take your pants off.
All right, your question. In what country is the Nobel Peace Prize awarded?
Let's say Norway.
Oh.
One and done, Kyle. Wow. Nice job. Not to be confused with the Nobel Side Piece Award. That's given out in Hollywood. All right. Since you're one and done.
At midnight on Saturday.
Nobel Side Piece
I still
Award.
Have Dirty Mike and the Boys. Yeah. The name of my penis.
All right, we got a true or false question for you. True or false? Oreo cookies are vegan.
Oh, that's false.
Oh, that's true.
It's true.
So when you see a vegan, tell them, eat more Oreos and shut the hell up.
Does that mean it's just all basically chemicals?
Pretty. I mean, they said, look, we're not saying it's healthy. What we're saying is there's no egg, there's no milk, there's nothing in here. It is not good for you, but it is vegan.
Okay.
So they
I mean, you could be vegan, vegetarian, or only eat organic and still gain weight. So none of that means it's healthy.
Doritos,
it
exactly. Doritos, vegan, right?
I know they're vegetarian. I'm not sure if they're vegan.
I don't think they'd be vegan.
Mike and I looked this up a while ago about, like, candies.
All right.
I want to say like maybe like Mike and Ike's are vegan too.
What about like Skittles or something? Or
Mike, do you remember that list? Like we had a whole bunch. I know vegan, Oreo sticks out.
Could you eat dark chocolate? Obviously, you can't eat milk chocolate. Could you eat dark chocolate if you're vegan?
They Doritos have cheese powder.
It's what about that Cool Ranch?
Yeah.
It says a
Oreos, Pringles come up on the list. Fritos, Ritz crackers. Yes, I believe dark chocolate. Nut butters.
All right, ladies.
God damn it.
I'm vegan.
Pasta.
Spicy sweet chili Doritos are vegan.
Airheads.
Oh, the purple bag.
Mm-hmm.
Airheads.
I love an Airhead.
Really?
Cliff bars.
Yeah.
Pop-Tarts.
Oh, there you go.
Sour Patch Kids. Those, they might have gelatin.
I have eaten vegan, though.
What about the Scandinavian swimmers?
Them Scandinavian swimmers.
That cheese. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Remember, I forget what country it is, the Sour Patch Kids were just called Very Bad Kids.
Yeah,
what
kids. Country was that, man?
Isn't that Germany?
It might be.
The Very Bad Kids.
Which, oh, Sour.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. All right.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hello, Rick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Rick, are you sober or not sober?
Painfully sober.
Okay, Rick. Welcome to Big Jimmy.
Long day, Rick?
Yeah.
Long day, for sure.
Okay, pick a new hobby. Will it be mountain climbing, scuba diving, skiing, or skydiving?
I gotta say, my favorite part of being on the airplane is landing, so I'm not doing that, but I've always wanted to do scuba diving.
All right, I'm right there with you.
Warm weather place.
Yeah, me too. I got you, Rick.
It's France.
It's France. Very bad kids.
Very bad
really?
Kids.
Yeah.
What is the problem with Sour Patch?
Because sour is like a bad term. Like, oh, that guy's sour. The way it translates, just like, these are very bad kids.
Oh, okay. It's a little more vicious than our version of sour. All right. All right, here's your question. According to Dustin Hoffman and Rain Man, what is the only airline that has never had a crash?
United?
Oh, no, they crash all the time.
Do we know, is the airline still in operation?
It's still in operation. It's not a domestic airline, but everyone's heard of it.
So it's an international air.
Yes.
Lufthansa?
Nope. Think,
Aer Lingus.
Australian.
Kangaroo Air.
Qantas,
yes.
Qantas.
Thank you. Not Kangaroo Air. No, Qantas. But thank you, Ted. Thank you. All right. Your question, what desert is the city of Albuquerque located? It shares its name with the dog breed.
It's not Labrador. I don't know.
Chihuahua. You are correct.
Yeah.
It's both a dog, a Mexican state, the desert of Albuquerque. It is not a hot sauce. That's Cholula. I'm thinking, is there a Chihuahua hot sauce? Nope.
Tastes like a little dog.
All right. Your question. What city is besieged by dragons in the 2002 movie Reign of Fire?
No clue. Never even heard of it.
Oh, really? It was a bald Michael McConaughey back in the day. London.
That makes sense.
Does it?
But just it's older. Like, if there's going to be dragons, it'd be in London, not like New York.
But if I remember the movie correct, this happens in the future.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It could be anywhere.
I'll check it out, but never heard of
don't,
it.
No, don't check it out. Just do yourself the favor. Maybe just read the plot on IMDb. That's good enough. All right, your question. What color is the four ball in a game of pool?
Blue.
Green?
Purple.
Purple.
Oh, man.
God, I do not know that very well. I think I do, but I don't.
So one is yellow, two is red, three is blue, four is purple, five is green.
Three is orange.
Three is orange?
Pretty sure.
Son of a bitch.
See, that's what I mean.
It's like writing uppercase in person.
When I used to play, I could call the ball.
Of course. Just look at the color, yeah. All right. Your question. What TV show used Joan Jett's bad reputation as its theme song?
Oh, my gosh. You guys are brutal today. No clue.
Thank you.
Come on, Mike.
Was that Freaks and Geeks?
Freaks and Geeks, yeah. All right, Rick, question five. Question number five. Beethoven suffered from what ailment?
Beethoven. What? He was deaf.
Yeah, good call, Mike. Damn. You never knew, man. He spent his entire career thinking he was writing rock songs.
So he was writing all this stuff but never heard what he wrote? So,
I wouldn't say it was progressive, but if you can, it's like this, though. If you can read or write music, it's the same as reading or writing words. So you could basically have the inability to speak, but you could write a book. Now, so with him, he knew what it's supposed to sound like.
Okay. Now, I saw this on the internet, so take it with the massive grain of salt that it is, but I think he had something that was attached to his piano that was a metal rod that he would bite down on as he was playing the piano so that he could feel the vibrations and the tones. And it would, you know, to where he didn't have to hear it, but it would still shake his eardrum so he could actually still hear it.
Yeah, I mean, if you can read or write music, you can write a song, and it might even be a really good song.
That might be bogus. I have no idea, but just so you know.
Yeah, okay. Gamers, Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room. Hola. Your phone's breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going through the backside of JBL, and it's kind of not very good service out there.
Okay. Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober. I'm driving right now.
All right, Jeff. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick a new hobby. Mountain climbing, scuba diving, skiing, or skydiving?
Younger me definitely would have said skydiving. I've learned of starting to get a fear of heights, so we're gonna go scuba.
Scuba diving, okay.
Man, oh man, I just can't imagine scuba diving. Seems fascinating, but I'd be terrified.
It's just
the
fear
the
fear of the unknown,
and I'm just surrounded by
for me.
It. Like the unknown is like skydiving. It's basic. I mean, if the chute doesn't open, this ends poorly. That's it, and it sucks until you hit the ground. Scuba diving, I just. Like scuba diving, you know, it's things like they'll go down on a team dive and like for whatever reason, one guy, I don't know, the silt comes up or something and now he can't find his buddies or people get...
Also, what is it? 99% of the ocean has yet to be explored.
Right. So you're in the 1% and even then, you don't know what's around.
Right.
And that's the 1% we're comfortable in. No, thank you. All right. Your question, what two body parts, and get your head out of the gutter, what two body parts are longer on a hare than on a rabbit?
Longer on a hare than a rabbit?
Yes.
Oh.
Ted got it. I mean, no pressure.
Yeah, dude.
Body parts.
So if you're looking at a
legs and feet.
Ears and legs?
Ears and legs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I think I had one right.
Penis and eyes. All right. Your question, in what decade was the hula hoop introduced?
Ooh. 60s.
Ah, so close. 1950s, 1958. And when they released this thing, it was a massive sensation, which just made me think about how much harder it is to please kids now than it was then. Hey, kids, here's a circle. Shake your hips. Yay! That's it. That's the whole gimmick.
Well, as compared to what everybody, like kids have to do nowadays, they didn't really have that much to do back then.
Yeah, you know what? That is a good point, man. When you're done working on a farm, here's a hula hoop. All right, your question. What's another name for the breastbone? Another name for the breastbone.
For the breast milk?
The breastbone. Breastbone.
Oh, the breastbone?
Yes.
Would that be collarbone?
No. Sternum.
Sternum?
Yep.
Okay.
Broke her sternum.
Let me see them sternum bags, baby.
Mmm.
All right, your question.
The size of those sternums.
What gas is exhaled by humans from their mouth?
Is that carbon monoxide?
Carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide.
I was thinking that was close, yeah. All right.
All right, your question. What does a pedometer measure? What does a pedometer measure?
Ooh.
Mike uses his every day.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. They say to get 10,000 of these.
Does it measure a heartbeat?
It does not.
10,000 beats.
I'll tell you what, Jeff, hang on the line for us.
It's all steps these days.
Yeah, it's all steps. It's a pedometer, but when you look at it, it says pedometer. So I'm like, what is that? Lawsuits against the church. That's what it measures.
Well, it's a spectrum, you see.
Yes, I see. More Big Debbie coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jeff, all the way at 4:30, talking condiments. Condiments.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Refrigerate, not to refrigerate, how long they should last, when to throw them away. It's all about condiments coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes at 4:30. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. I believe we still have Jeff on the line. Jeff is working on question number four.
Question number four. Man, it seems like more than that. But Jeff, only...
It seems like more than that, too.
All right, so we're both tracking. All right, Jeff.
All right, then, question number five.
Oh, damn it, I had to open my mouth. Okay.
All right, Jeff, here is your question. Sparta was a city in what country? This country still exists.
Is it in the same country that Rome's in?
It is not.
It is not? Okay. Is it Greece?
Boom!
It is Greece!
There you go.
There you go.
You figure if it's not Italy, it's probably Greece. Now, my question is, when ancient Rome was ancient Rome, was Italy Italy? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't know. My question is...
Because I never hear about Italy when they talk about ancient Rome. Rome was just this massive empire.
This is a Roman Empire.
Right. But I never heard... So I'm wondering, like, when was Italy established versus when Rome was established?
See, my question is deeper, which is, do they have Sparta chips in the Mediterranean section at Trader Joe's?
Sparta chips?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Big dummy!
I'd buy Sparta chips.
I would, too.
Same second. Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Brad, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Brad, welcome to Big Dummy.
Yeah.
Okay, Brad, our men's room poll. Pick a new hobby. Are you doing mountain climbing, scuba diving, skiing, or skydiving?
I'd have to go scuba diving because I already skied.
Check.
All right.
Are you a good skier?
Yeah, I've skied since I was five.
Have you ever injured yourself in a bad way?
No.
Okay.
All right, good that's for you, man.
That's impressive.
All right. Here, I will say, well, my son, so he'll ski and he'll get a little sore because he's using all the muscles. But when he did snowboarding, he's like, "Dad, my butt hurts." I said, "How many times did you fall down?" He's like, 8 million. I said, "Well, that's why." Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was like, "My ass is killing me."
That's the thing, though. Snowboarding's a quicker learning curve. So yeah. The first day sucks. The second day's okay. By the third day, you're good.
That was really kind of how we planned it out. Because he did it once a week. So day one, he's like, "I don't know if I want to do it again." The following week, his friends are going to do it again. He's like, "Not bad." By the third time, he's like, "Got it."
Right. That's the thing. Like, when you go skiing, you can do the bunny slope the first day.
Yep.
By, like, the second day, you can be on something else. But you'll be there for years.
Yes, you will.
Snowboarding, you would get better very quickly.
I want to say he did a black diamond this past winter.
Yeah.
Kind of freaked him out, but he did it. All right, here's your question. On what kids TV show could you find the character Tom Terrific?
I have no clue.
Is it on now?
It is not on now.
Tom Terrific.
Yeah, I will give you a hint, Miles. The host was incredibly filthy off air.
Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo. Okay. That is correct.
Kangaroo. Oh,
it was Captain Kangaroo. I can't remember his sidekick's name, but they said there'd be an audience of kids out there. He is backstage, right? And he knows there's about 45 seconds before they're going to open the show. And then he would always make it a point to tell the dirtiest, filthiest, or most racist joke he could, specifically to his sidekick, who would always grimace. And then as soon as he was said the punchline, they're like, "Kids, it's Captain Kangaroo." And he would just bounce out there, knowing that his sidekick was thoroughly disgusted. Like, that's a power move. Just, apparently, that was his go-to move every time. All right, Brad, your question, in what country, in what city would you find the Sistine Chapel?
Isn't it both?
Rome?
It is.
Rome?
Vatican City.
Which is inside of Rome, but Vatican City is its own country.
Yep.
Correct.
I get it.
I believe it is the smallest country on Earth, right? It's like that, or is it Monaco, maybe?
Can I just walk into Vatican City?
I don't know how that works. I think maybe if you're
like
already
St. Peter's Square,
just walk around.
And I'd imagine there's some security.
That security is no joke, too. Regardless of how they're dressed, those guys are lethal.
Yeah. French guard?
Yeah. All right, your question. Cerberus was a three-headed what?
Three-headed dragon or sea serpent?
Not a bad guess.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Three-headed dog. Guards the underworld.
Okay.
I'm like, who are you guarding it from? I don't know that people are dying to go there. Well, I guess you're dying to go there, but wouldn't be your top pick.
Yeah.
It's like Medusa's pick. Trying to get out.
Oh, you know what, man? Maybe that's it. All right, your question. What movie's sequel had the tagline, quote, "same make, same model, new mission"? We actually talked about this movie a little bit earlier.
Terminator.
Boom!
Got it.
Yep.
Okay.
Well done, man.
Terminator.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hey, Dummy!
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Okay. All right, Adam. Pick a new hobby for us. Mountain climbing, scuba diving, skiing, or skydiving?
Oh, I think mountain climbing.
Mountain climbing.
Really?
Okay.
Have you always had a passive interest in mountain climbing?
I'm just enjoying the outdoors more now, and I've done the other ones, so.
Okay. Have you been doing any hikes?
A little bit.
Okay. What's the hardest one you've done in the area, for you anyway?
Hiking around out in the woods, hunting has been some of my challenging hikes.
Okay. All right.
And you said you've done the other three. Which of the other three do you like most?
I'd have to say skydiving.
Yeah, I believe that. All right. Here is your question. Before moving to Los Angeles in 1960, in what city were the NBA's Lakers located for 13 years?
New York City.
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, hence Lakers.
Yep. Huh?
Oh, yeah, someone corrected us here. It is the quote-unquote Swiss Army at the Vatican.
Not the French Guard, the Swiss Guard.
The Swiss Guard.
Can you buy a knife?
You can buy a swatch, a knife. They got it all.
Okay. All right.
At the Swiss Guard gift shop. All right, your question. What is defined as the ratio between a circle's circumference and its diameter?
The radius?
Oh. Say that again.
What is defined as the ratio between a circle's circumference and its diameter? I'll give you a hint. It's also a dessert.
Tiramisu.
Pie. Yes, tiramisu. Great guess. Pie. All right, Adam. Purdue University is located in what state?
Indiana.
Got it. Boiler up.
Nice job.
Indiana. Boy, it's a boring place.
Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
It really is boring. At least Ohio is so effed up that it's less. You don't want to be there, but you look around Ohio going, what the hell?
What about Indianapolis? There's got to be something. You got the 500.
Right.
You got a football team.
You got the Colts.
Yeah, you got an Olympic training facility.
Green Bay has the Packers. I'm still not dying to go to Green Bay if it's not NFL season.
There's just got to be some redeeming quality about living in Indianapolis.
I would give Indiana a leg up on states that don't have a pro team.
Fair. Yeah, I mean, they got the Pacers.
They got the Colts.
We're done. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the midroom.
Hola.
Bob, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay.
All right, Bob, our men's room poll. Pick a new hobby. Mountain climbing, scuba diving, skiing, or skydiving?
Well, I'm currently a mountain climber, and I've always wanted to skydive, so let's do some skydiving.
Okay. Would you consider base jumping? Kind of combine both?
Absolutely.
Oh, really? Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if I would. I think I would base jump before I bungee jump, but that's not saying much.
Bob, since you are a mountain climber, and you've done them before, question I posed earlier. Guy got taken off of Camp 3 by helicopter on Everest after touching the top, right? Mm-hmm. So they summited, they came down. He went through altitude sickness. He would have died if he would have stayed another night, they said. But they basically got him off the mountain, and he's alive. Did he successfully climb Everest?
Yes.
He did.
Yeah. He climbed it. He didn't make it back down.
Because there's certain people have different theories on this.
And look, I don't think anyone's wrong. I'm just saying if I'm him or I'm his friend, I go, man, he did the thing. Everyone says that. He got to the top. Whatever happens after that, whatever.
Like the hardcore people. They say,
you got to come back down.
You got to be in the parking lot, man.
I mean, look, and I get their argument.
I'll just say, in the community, it's an ascent.
Well, what would Ed Feaster say? He would say no, right?
Yeah, someone texted in earlier. Yes. Yeah. Okay. You had to make it down.
He also wouldn't use oxygen.
Right.
He also would not use oxygen.
Yeah.
All right, Bob, here's your question. What is a smoke-dried jalapeno pepper called?
Chipotle.
Boom.
Nice job.
One and done. All right, hang on. Before we let you go, let's see here. True or false? A spotted animal cannot have a striped tail. True or false?
False.
A raccoon has a striped tail.
Right. So here's what's weird about it, right? So a spotted animal can have a striped tail. However, a striped animal can never have a spotted tail.
I think hyenas might fall into that.
What are their marks? That's right, you were looking at them up close.
I think they've got maybe some of them had a striped tail.
But wait, according to this, yeah, spotted animal can have a striped tail.
Just not
right, but a striped animal cannot have a spotted tail. Hello, Raleigh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Raleigh, sober or not sober?
I'm not sober.
Okay.
What are you doing to not be sober?
Not going to say.
Okay.
Really illegal stuff. Okay. Pick a new hobby there other than the hardcore drug use you have. Mountain climbing, scuba diving, skiing, or skydiving?
Skydiving.
Would you skydive in your current state?
I would do anything in my current state.
Okay. All right. You just don't care.
It's all good. Raleigh, here's your question. Multiple choice. The troposphere.
Oh, God.
Troposphere, stratosphere, mesosphere, or ionosphere. What layer of the atmosphere makes radio communication possible?
The last one.
So troposphere, stratosphere, mesosphere, or ionosphere. You're picking the last one, you said?
Yeah, the ionosphere.
The ionosphere. You know, oddly enough, you're right.
One and done, Raleigh.
All right, so here's your question. True or false, mosquitoes pee on you when they bite you?
True.
This guy's on fire.
So believe it or not, when they bite you, they have to make room for the blood. Oh, so they pee on you.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803, Raleigh.
The last one.
Yep.
The ionoscape. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jason, sober or not sober?
I'm sober, but not for long. About a half gallon of Jameson in the backseat.
Jesus. Okay, good for you. All right, so Jason, pick a new hobby. Mountain climbing, scuba diving, skiing, or skydiving?
Would love to go skydiving.
Skydiving. Doing very well today.
Yeah, just do it, man.
Yeah, I need to.
You really do. I had a friend came into town. She knew the Red Bull guys. Made a phone call in the back of the car, arranged it, and off we went. Damn, it was that simple.
Rad.
All right. Your question. Joseph Merrick was better known by what unflattering nickname?
Oh, boy. Joseph Merrick.
Joseph Merrick. Sometimes known as John, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that is, but he's either Joseph or John.
I was hoping to go one and done, but I have no idea who this guy is.
You've heard of him.
Just a nickname.
Yeah, it was a terrible movie.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh. I'm going to go John Wick. I got no idea.
John Wick. Yeah. So close. Elephant Man. He was the Elephant Man.
Elephant Man.
Normally, I would have also accepted John Wick, but in this case,
John Wick.
All right, your question. What was the longest-running musical on Broadway during the 20th century?
The 20th century. The first thing that comes to mind is Cats, so I'm going to go with my gut and say Cats.
It was, in fact, Cats.
Nice.
Made more infamous by the movie that they pointed out they had to try to pixelate all the buttholes out.
Yeah.
You remember that? So they made the movie.
Really?
So they made the movie live action. This was, 5 years ago, maybe. Taylor Swift. What's it? Corden.
James Corden was in it. A
couple other people.
Kind of famously.
Dressed as cats, so they're kind of fuzzy, and they got all that going on. But the costumes they were wearing had buttholes. They do a test audience with the movie. People did not like the movie to begin with, but also a lot of the audience complained. They're being dead serious that it was distracting because they were looking at the cat's butthole. So then, before they put the movie in wide release, they had to go in there and digitally edit out people's buttholes so that they were not distracted.
Should we do one more contestant in Big Dummy?
One more. Big Dummy!
Hello, Dirk. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Dirk, sober, not sober?
I'm high on life, so sober.
Okay, Dirk. I knew a Dirk growing up. I thought that was a cool name.
I never knew a Dirk. There was a Dirk Benedict from
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, I can tell how old somebody is by which Dirk they compare. Oh, Nowinski or Dirk the Daring or, you know.
What are the different age groups?
What about Dirk Diggler?
Diggler. I get Diggler. I say the same but shorter. Yeah.
Okay.
I think of Dirk Nowitzki.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dirk, pick a new hobby. Mountain climbing, scuba diving, skiing, or skydiving?
I will go scuba diving. I have a bad foot, so the other ones are kind of out.
Okay.
All right, here is your question. What musical instrument do Australian Aborigines traditionally make from termite-hollowed eucalyptus trees?
Would that be a didgeridoo?
One and done, Dirk.
Didgeridoos.
Want to look at my didgeridoo?
Here is your question. True or false? Mattel once released a pregnant version of Barbie.
Sure.
They did.
They did. I don't remember what year it was.
Barbie.
What's her name, Tina?
I don't know. She had a detachable belly. So you can make her pregnant or not pregnant.
So you could give birth.
Well, the problem, I don't believe a baby came with it. So if you just pulled the belly off, it's like I lost the baby.
Okay.
Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, all about condiments at 4:30, and we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.